Hello everyone, here I am to share another beautiful story from a famous author. Today I will tell you the story of a grouchy ladybug by Eric Carle. This story is about a grouchy, meaning a very complaining and short-tempered ladybug who was very disrespectful. This story is about few incidents which made her understand how life can be more smooth if we are polite and respectful to others. Listen to this amazing tale. It was night and some fireflies danced around the moon. At 5 o'clock in the morning, the sun came up. A friendly ladybug flew in from the left. It saw a leaf with many aphids on it and decided to have them for breakfast. But just then, a grouchy ladybug flew in from the right. It saw the aphids too and wanted them for breakfast. "Good morning," said the friendly ladybug. "Go away," shouted the grouchy ladybug. "I want those aphids." "We can share them," suggested the friendly ladybug. "Or do you want to fight with me for them?" said the grouchy ladybug. "If you insist," answered the friendly ladybug sweetly. It looked the other bug straight in the eye. The grouchy ladybug stepped back. It looked less sure of itself. "Oh, you're not big enough to fight me," it said. "Then why don't you pick on somebody bigger?" said the friendly ladybug. "I will do that. I will show you." It puffed itself up and flew off. At 6 o'clock, it met a yellow jacket. "Hey you, wanna fight?" said the grouchy ladybug. "If you insist," said the yellow jacket, showing its stinger. "Oh, you're not big enough," said the grouchy ladybug and flew off. At 7 o'clock, it met a stag beetle. "Hey you, wanna fight?" said the grouchy ladybug. "If you insist," said the stag beetle, opening its jaws. "Oh, you're not big enough," said the grouchy ladybug and flew off. At 8 o'clock, it came across a praying mantis. "Hey you," said the grouchy ladybug. "Wanna fight?" "If you insist," said the praying mantis, reaching out with its long front legs. "Oh, you're not big enough," said the grouchy ladybug and flew off immediately. At 9 o'clock, it almost flew into a sparrow. "Hey you, sparrow, wanna fight?" "If you insist," said the sparrow, opening its sharp beak. "Oh, you're not big enough," said the grouchy ladybug and flew off. At 10 o'clock, it saw a lobster. "Hey you, lobster, wanna fight?" "If you insist," the lobster said, stretching its claws. "Oh, you're not big enough," said the grouchy ladybug and flew off. Now at 11 o'clock, it bumped into a skunk. "Hey you, wanna fight?" "If you insist," said the skunk and started lifting its tail. "Oh, you're not big enough," said the grouchy ladybug and flew off. At 12 noon, it spotted a boa constrictor, which is a snake. "Hey you, wanna fight?" "If you insist," said the snake, right after lunch. "Oh, you're not big enough," said the grouchy ladybug and flew off. At 1 o'clock, it happened upon a hyena. "Hey you, wanna fight?" "If you insist," said the hyena, laughing eerily and showing its teeth. Oh, you're not big enough, said the grouchy ladybug, and flew off. At 2 o'clock, it met a gorilla. Hey you, wanna fight? If you insist, said the gorilla, beating its chest. Oh, you're not big enough, said the grouchy ladybug, and flew off. At 3 o'clock, it ran into a rhinoceros. Hey you, said the grouchy ladybug. Wanna fight? Now the rhinoceros, obviously like others, said, yes, I am ready to fight. And it lowered its horn. Oh, you are not big enough, said the grouchy ladybug, and flew off. At 4 o'clock, it encountered an elephant. Hey you, wanna fight? If you insist. And the elephant rose its big tusk. Oh, you're not big enough, said the grouchy ladybug, and flew off. Now at 5 o'clock, it met a whale. Hey you, wanna fight? But the whale didn't even answer. You are not big enough, said the grouchy ladybug, and flew off. At 5:30, the grouchy ladybug said to the fin of the whale, are you ready for a fight? But it did not get any answer, so it flew on. At 5:45, the grouchy ladybug said to the tail of the whale, hey you, wanna fight? And the whale's tail gave the grouchy ladybug a big tight slap, and it flew across the sea and across the land. At 6 o'clock, the grouchy ladybug arrived right back where it had started from. Ah, here you are again, said the friendly ladybug. You must be hungry. There are still some aphids left. You can have them for your dinner. Oh, thank you, said the wet, tired, and hungry ladybug. So all the aphids were gone. Thank you, said the leaf. You're welcome, answered both the ladybugs, and they went to sleep. The fireflies, who had been sleeping all day, came out to dance around the moon in the night. So hope, children, you enjoyed listening to this beautiful story by Eric Carle, which gives us a huge lesson that we should always be polite and respectful to others. It will make our life very easy. So keep staying tuned to my podcast and listen to more and more beautiful stories. Bye. Take care.